Let's repeat after me and pray. All right. Say, this is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I can be what it says I can be. And I can do what the Word says I can do. It's the living seed of God living in me, and I'll never be the same. Never, never, never will I be the same. God increase, pastor decrease. Give me ears to hear what God has to say. Gonna walk with power, not let the loss get left. Amen. You guys may be seated. Okay. All right. Well, good morning, y'all. We're going to, which could be as popular as it can be, we're going to talk about finishing your plate. Amen. I mean, y'all ever been told that before you could get up and go do anything, you have to finish your plate? Now, I thought that meant to break plates. Got in trouble early. People needed to finish it. This is like Mortal Kombat. But there are things that God has not done with you yet. Amen? He started it, and then we stopped. But just because we stopped, that don't mean we're finished. So talk expectations, not experiences. All right? And there's a difference between, and I get it, we're not saying that things didn't happen to you, but they don't have to keep happening to you. And I forget which one of the rich people said this. I want to say Bill Gates, one of them, said that it's not your fault you were born poor, but it is your fault if you die that way. Okay? Right? And that could be poor in spirit, poor in mindset. It's not my fault. My biological father was the person that he was, but if I died the way he was, that's on me. Okay? I got to be different. And if you find the title picture for what we posted on social media, Milton, that'd be great. But before you do that, let's get this over with now. Will you put the picture I put up there? So usually when people see you, they talk about what you used to be, right? And they talk about, hey, you remember how angry you used to be? And remember the stuff you used to do? And usually bad stuff. Nobody remembers the good stuff. Oh, Milton. Okay, so let's say that's me, right? Okay. Now they say we're looking for him. We're looking for me. And you put that picture up, are you going to find me? No. That is not who I am anymore. Okay? Many times we let the snapshot of whatever less than we were be identified as who we are now. And we let people find us by our mistakes from the past. And no longer can you be found by your mistakes from the past. And if I did commit a crime and that's the picture they look up to find me, I'm going to stand right in public. They'll never know. They will never know who that is because of the fact that I've matured and grown since then. Let me help you out. So help you. Quit feeling and being guilty for something God has forgiven you for. Quit being recognizable and identified by what used to be. That's not you. You cannot be found that way. And that's why God has no idea what you're talking about. Okay. Turn it off. You're driving me nuts. So you got to have an expectations. Here's a verse for you. If you are taking notes, and this is not in this sermon, but I feel like you need to have it. Psalm 62:5, the spirit of expectancy. And you got to expect good and not be surprised when something good happens. Right? If you're truly expecting good, you're not shocked when the good comes your way because you have an expectancy. You have an ability to see it, and you have ability to believe it and expect it. Well, the last time I was here, this is what happened. Okay, but this ain't last time. This is this time. That's why we talk expectancy and not experience. Right? I experienced the last Rita I knew before I met Rita was a Rita that I didn't like. Well, that ain't all Ritas. Okay? It's a bad thing about our society. They've labeled the name Karen. Y'all even laugh. Y'all know, right? One of my best friends' name is Karen. Nicest person you can ever meet. Like, they got Karens going to change their name because somebody labeled it. No, we ain't giving away the rainbow either. We ain't giving away nothing. It's a good name. There are a lot of people not named that. That's a bad person. Have an expectancy. Okay, let's get to our play. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 20 through 21. Hopefully you're starving by the end of this. A man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruits of his mouth. Everybody say amen. I'll give you a cue. And with the increase of his lips shall he be filled. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Right? And if you've ever had your belly filled by what you said, or you've had your belly upset, you have a nervous stomach because you said something you probably shouldn't have said, or said it at the wrong time, or said something too early, or gave out some information you shouldn't have gave out, and it made you upset, like you couldn't even sleep. It made you uneasy because, why did I say that? Or why did that come out? Why did we have that conversation? Sometimes you don't need to talk before you do something, because what may come out of your mouth may upset what you are about to do. And it'll keep you from focus, right? Our plate is going to be filled with life issues every single day. Every day, we're going to have a plate full, right? Some of y'all already start eating for tomorrow. Let me tell you what you put on today's plate that's going to happen tomorrow. I got to go work. This the last day of the week. It's like... Okay, I get to go to work, because there are some people say, I wish I could go to work. This show weekend show went fast. It ain't but two compared to five. Got it? And so we got a plate, and that's going to be served before us, and we need to finish our plate of what God has given us to eat. And when we consume the day with faith and prayer, the power of God will bring us through. Okay? So fill the day with faith and prayer. Don't go a day without praying. Don't go a day without walking in faith. Don't go a day without being thankful. Don't go a day without praise. Don't go a day without worship. Finish your plate. See, because the minute I leave that on the plate, I walk out there and I'm going to go into a battle I don't have the strength for. Right? I'm not going to be able to resist things that I know that I need to resist. I'm not going to be able to overcome things I know I could overcome and always overcome. Why did I let that thing get on my nerves when I know not to let that thing get on my nerves? Because there was stuff on my plate I did not eat. Again, how long would you go without eating? We just did this fast, so. All right? You will begin to figure out, God, why am I weak in this area? Why am I easily agitated? Number one, it's a triple digits outside. Quit going outside talking about it's hot. We know. Like, almost like we say the obvious, like, just the, it's hot out there. It's leaking off my head. I know. Right? When things are left undone, it makes you become undone. How about that? Right? Like, I can't even recognize those things. So we must continually speak the word over our lives so that it fills our belly, to repeat the process to speaking life. Right? Every word that comes out of your mouth needs to speak life. If life and death are in the power of the tongue, are you speaking life or are you speaking death? Right? Because that's what's inside of here. See, because what's inside of here is going to come out. Again, what you do daily determines what you become permanently. And what you're willing to put up with, you cannot change. So I want to be able to consume what's on my plate. Finishing our plates prepares us to produce God's word when life squeezes us. Okay? In a service, cooler full of oranges, take your one. Two, three. I just don't want to take them home. Okay? Because I'm loaded. Okay? When you squeeze an orange, what comes out of it? Orange juice. Let's be specific. Because a grape juice come out of an orange, that orange is no good. Right? Come on now. It's dark. Oh, okay. Drink that. No. orange juice. What you filled with is what comes out of you when things squeeze you. So if you're doubting, you're sad, you're mad, you're that's what you're filled with. Not going to make it. All of those things is what you're filled with. What am I filled with is what's going to come out of me. Even on days, and again, we have to think about, I always used to make a joke, especially when I have to work with adults, which I'm going to have to next week, is that I again, love positive people, and there are people that act like they got a liver transplant from a bedwetter. See the problem with that? Yeah, that's a problem. No, this don't work. But when we're talking about that, that's a person who's filled with doubt, frustration, and always looking for something bad. Always looking for something bad. Now, you grew up in a place where you had to fight growing up because you had bullies. Some of you ladies always had some girl or other girls. Y'all never could get along with girls because these girls always had an attitude and always tried to talk about you. Anybody? I mean, I didn't have that problem, but look, I love how y'all raised your hand back there. And you have to let them go because they created jealousies and different things like that. And if you had relatives, if you had older relatives, and some families where older relatives were jealous of their sister's kids and would say negative things. And some of y'all are like, oh, that's unheard of. You need to go visit. Not all families ain't. Okay, right. So they created an atmosphere. And here's what I'm saying. Don't finish eating that. Don't eat that hate. Don't eat that sadness. Don't eat that bitterness. That's not the plate you need to be finishing. The plate you need to come to and finish is that God has a plan for you. God has a destiny for you. God has hope for you. God has joy for you. It is not over. I don't have to eat what happened to me. I can eat what God is doing in me. I think that's what I posted on social media about don't be so upset about something to the point of what people did to you more than what God is doing for you. Forgive them, for they know not what they do. Right? Because I could be so consumed about what people did to me, I forget about what God did for me. Right? Because there's no way I should be standing here, but I kept eating the plate of, my parents kept saying, man, you're going to be a preacher someday. I go, Mom, I just helped somebody steal a car, but maybe you looking in a different book. You know? You're going to be a preacher someday. Yeah, but... That's that smell. We don't have skunks in Lubbock, Texas. That's weed. We just didn't have them. That's not ammonia. That's bad dog 2020. That's not healthy. I know. I get it. Like now, y'all act like, ooh, that was nasty. Now we ain't got no money. Right? And then but she still could see something better. Amen? Nobody should be more complimentary of your kids than you or your spouse. All right. Both ways, ladies, both ways. And ladies, you should be saying amen as well. Your husband looks really good. I ain't heard that. It's new. Your husband's so smart. Really? Such nice gentleman. Mine? Like, it's funny. Isaiah 59:19 talks about when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord raises standards, right? Raises standards. So standards are raised when the enemy comes in. Now, where you put the comma really matters, because most people say when the enemy comes in like a flood, so like the enemy's flooding you. That's not where the comma goes. The enemy comes in, comma, then like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord raised standards. Right? So when the enemy shows up, and even if he comes in like a flood, let's give him the flood, but God is greater than the flood because Noah still lasted after the flood, right? So if we give him the flood, but what needs to happen is your standards for praying needs to rise. As Pastor Rita, when one of her wannabe choking sings, have y'all seen how small her hands is? She can't get her hands around my neck even now. She's not that tight. She's just not a choker, right? That's it. Okay, a turtleneck's tighter than that. So, But there's a standard that is raised when anything has come against us or attacked us or anybody said some crazy stuff. And she says, no, our standard is that we're going to stay married till we die. We're going to live with God. We're going to serve God with all of our heart, soul, mind. That's God. There's no other standards, because most times nowadays when people get rough, they get out. They don't finish the plate of marriage. Oh, cool. This is so good. Look, there are, sometimes I bring the broccoli. I don't always show up as cake. Sometimes I'm just water. I don't have any sugar in the Kool-Aid. I don't have anything like that. And I thought I heard something pretty cool when we think about this, right? Marriage is 100-100. Amen? Amen? There are some days, how many of you show up with some 10? And say, hey, I need you to be 90 today. All I got. I've been around idiots for 8 hours. I got 10. I need you to be 90. This is the seventh day in a row. Listen. I know it. But I need you to be that other part, because we can't work on 50. Because if I'm 10 and you only be 40, that's no good for us. Right? Jesus did it this way. He says, I'm going to be 100. Whatever you come up less than, I've already done 100 times more than that. Right? You don't have to become God. I am God. I'm Alpha and Omega, and I'm the beginning and the end. So I've done all of that for you, but you need to be able to show up, even if you only got one. Right? And so we think about it. If we think about it, how much do we only have one? I mean, the only thing we had was a salsa this morning of faith. Like, I'm talking about plates. And do you got the, oh, you don't have the picture ready, but you have the picture ready. This plate that Pastor Rita has in our formal dining room, the place we only eat when people come over. So we thought about, like, remember grandmothers that you couldn't sit on the couch? Couch had plastic on it. It's 190 degrees with no central air. Don't sit on that. We just slip right off. It's wet from the plastic. But there was a protection of the area, because that's a formal area. You need to have a formal area in your faith where you don't let anything get in there and just sit in it. Right? You got to be able to have those areas in your life that begins to protect that and begin to give that. So when the enemy comes in, scripture should come up out of you. And I believe God. Why is this only in this way? So I need to believe God. What do I give to God? When I come to church, even if this is your only point, give it all to God. But let me tell you, if this is your only point, even when you come here, you won't even be able to give it all to God, because there's so much being squeezed out from the week. Let's try this one. A word-filled belly will produce a faith-filled vocabulary. Your vocabulary will be as deep, your spiritual vocabulary will be as deep as your word is in your belly. Right? Spiritual vocabulary. Then, which is vital, and that spirit-filled faith will be unshakable. Right? And so where you got one person who's talking this, when Pastor Rita said, hey, you know, I need you to go into the garage and get the Christmas trees. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, my niece. Thank you. I appreciate that. Because I went, well, sure I will. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Can't wait to do it. And I did that. She was like, man, you're awfully pleasant about this. I was. Right? Because and here's the reason why, right? Because I couldn't talk about how hot it was in the garage, because the neighbor kid who wanted to come work out was already coming over to work out, and we're going to get stuff out. So I can be happy about working up with the kid across the street, but I can't be happy about getting stuff for my wife out the same garage. Right? We're so happy about helping others, we forget to help those who are with us. She goes, man, you're pleasant. And I think she paid Marcus some extra money. Keep coming over. Keep. Climb up there. Redecorate. Redecorate some things. So we have to be careful, right? Because we won't finish the plate of our loved ones while we're trying to serve everybody else. And like, this stuff is still here. Okay, so we're good. We're good. We're good. And we're Miss Tanya. You know when I be leaving out stuff, right? Miss Tanya will catch it. So if you ever want to see a note that I've left out, sometimes I get excited up here. I don't say the notes that are there. She catches it. And she's posting them. Like, I was like, oh, like he posted one. I was like, oh, That was what I told myself I was going to say. I've been like that, didn't finish my plate. Right, but since we're all eat together, finish it for me. Right? We call that to nowadays dad bods. I don't know. Because you're a father, you're a dad. Just bow your heads, you're ready to go. And the meaning behind dad bods, we don't want to lose our money that we just spent and the kid didn't finish eating. Right? So I'm going to eat it for him. Amen. I'm trying to look anywhere but at Steve now. Y'all know Steve is not shy and call people out. Are you looking at me? It's called dad bods, and we're looking at it, and you go out to eat, and this is why I didn't like going out to eat, because you go out to eat, and the people didn't finish stuff, and they wanted stuff, but they didn't finish it, and you're like, I just pay for it. I got to eat it. Why ain't I in shape? Because you unshape. There. And let me tell you, as you grow and your kids grow older, spiritually, you can't finish their plates. You'll grow out of shape worse than ever. Trying to finish what your kid didn't finish. Amen? Let them go. Eat their own food. Love my kids. Love my sons, especially. I love Miracle. She's not in here. God, dog it. It's just stepping in it. But what would happen, what I learned about finances, as long as I was paying, the order was unlimited. They wanted this and they wanted that. And then I said, this is your money and this is your money. Now you go into the store. And they were a little bit pickier. Right? Right? If we try to be spiritual for our kids, and because we can't give them our faith, we will let them pick whatever they want to pick out of life because we're going to pray for them. No, that's what Job did. You remember all the stuff Job went through? It's because he wouldn't deal with his kids. Man, this is getting great. Main course of the meal, Jesus stood up in John 7:38. He said, if any of you thirst, any of you hungry, come to me and come and eat and you'll never hunger again. And out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. All right? So in a relay team, the fastest person runs when? Last. Quit complaining about things that haven't happened in your life. You're the anchor. You're the anchor. Well, everybody else is getting this. Listen, you're going to finish this thing. And everybody, when you come in first, the whole team gets a trophy. Now, everybody may be ahead, and they may be getting their cars, they may be getting their degrees, they may be getting their stuff, and you're like, why am I running last? Because you're going to finish it. Okay, so quit complaining about it. But everybody wins. When you finish what is on your plate right now in the areas of forgiveness and the areas of doubt or the areas of unbelief, everybody in the family is going to grow. Got to run anchor. Got to wait for your baton. I don't know why they have me here, because you're the fastest when you get it. But waiting is a part of that process. Listen to this, because I'm messing around too much. Genesis, which is going to be about Jacob, 32, verse 24 through 28. Jacob was left alone. I'm just going to tell you about it. You write the verses down. Jacob was left alone. He was wrestling with God, and he was wrestling till daybreak, and the man of God, and God says, let me go. And he says, I will not let you go until you bless me. Right? I will not get up, and so I can't be blessed if I don't finish my plate. Where's my blessing at? Am I finishing? He wrestled with him, and he said he touched his socket of his hip, and he walked funny, which means that when you really have an encounter with God, you won't go back walking the same way you did before. Right? If you're still talking away, listening to the same stuff you listen to and doing the same stuff you listen to, you didn't have an encounter, you visited. And one of the things we want to believe for when we got people that are sick, and that's why I say pray like it's you they told they can't do nothing else for. How would you pray in there? How would you be in there? Pray like it's you. So I don't, let's be good. I don't like putting a bunch of other stuff that's ungodly when it comes to music and all that other stuff in here, because then you have to unhear that stuff when you're trying to get strong. You're trying to pray and thriller in your head. You're trying to get all that out. I'm going to say you got to unhear some things. I got to unhear some stuff. And you're sitting there trying to pray. Come on, has anybody ever bowed their head and everything else came up in your mind? Come on, y'all act like I'm the only one. Lord, the traffic. That's not a prayer, that's a complaint. So he did that, but the other thing that was cool that happened with Jacob, Jacob's name got changed from Jacob to Israel. Now, Jacob's name meant trickster, liar, all-around hustler, liar. That's him. But it got changed to Israel. Israel were called the people of God. Imagine having your name and your family's name being changed from what used to be garbage and crooked to people who bless God. That's the name change you were looking for. But you got to finish your fight. And I know no one in here has ever been beaten up before, but I have. Several times. But what that meant to me was, tomorrow you're going to have to fight me again. And I'm going to come with weapons. I am. There's one kid I fought 7 days in a row. I lost all 7. It's bigger, but he had a new limp every day. I hit him with something different every day. All right? Some of us give up. Usain Bolt said, I practiced several years to run a 9-second race. And some people give up after one day of struggle. All right? So we got to finish. Let's finish. Finish fighting for your faith, fighting for your hope, fighting to be able to keep focus where you're going to be able to do this and as you're sinning. So I believe with all my heart that there were loved ones long before me that went and prayed, even though they never stood on this platform, they prayed that the family would be blessed spiritually is the reason why I'm standing here. They may not have ever preached. You may not ever preach, but your baby may be the one. Because you fight to hold on to what God has called you to hold on to. Parents with no fight will raise a family with no destiny. So when you come and you're getting before God, you have to fight for that time. Let me help you out. Amen. If you don't put the time with God first, you will put their destiny on hold. Listen, all of you got young children, it's going to be going to school. Look right at me. You cannot afford for them to be unfamiliar with their destiny because you're unfamiliar with a prayer life. They will show up and somebody else will give them a destiny that don't belong to them, but it'll imprison them instead of encourage them. Fight for it. You're a grandparent. Fight for your grandbaby's destiny. The parents are not doing it. You do it. Pray over them. Believe God over them. Tell them, encourage it's my great niece, Eden, was in London, and the people were so just angry and hateful. There she out there on a missions trip. Calling them all kind of names, cursing at them. But we all praying for her. Some people, why are you still in the midst of this and believing God? Because I need my little niece to be able to stand strong and know that not everybody's going to like her message, but God does. Look, I'm going to finish the plate. Whatever it is, I'm going to finish the plate. I'm going to pray for you. I'm right there with you. I'm going to pray for you. I'm believing God for you. You're going to make it through this. You're going to realize there are some people out in this world that absolutely hate God. What's crazy about it is the church, we need to make sure we love God and not join with people who hate God. I knew that was going to get quiet. I knew when I was about to say it, I was going to create some silence. We finish our plates so that our kids do not have to eat the same stuff. Right? Anybody growing up ever eat a butter sandwich? Not melted butter. Because toaster didn't work. Just butter. Okay? Anybody eat some stuff you don't eat now because you don't grew from then? Can you imagine, Jaira, if I brought you a cold butter sandwich? No. A stick of butter. Now, that wasn't even a kicker that you ate a stick of butter as a kid. Mama needed it to cook later on with it. You got to explain why you oiled up shiny, because that butter melted from the inside. But I don't want them to eat that. I also don't want them to eat my temperament. I also didn't want them to eat my deception. I also didn't want them to eat me falling into something and believing people that were liars and trusting people that were liars. I didn't want them to eat that either. So I said, I want to eat that and get that off the plate, get that off the family menu. I also didn't want them to eat alcoholism, so I don't drink. I also didn't want them to eat divorce, so I don't get divorced. She may choke me. And so there has to be a level of faith and hope and belief and say that we're going to make it through this. That's one of the cool things about Pastor Rita, so positive. And even when she's doing something I see so negative, like buying stuff we don't need. And she brings it in and she's like, we can use this. I go, we not using what we got. She goes, but we'll use this one. Men, amen. So she goes a lot, and so I take things out. I re-clean the garage. Got to make room. If you ain't seen it in a while, you ain't going to see it in a while. It's going to go. It's going to go, but she can bring that, like she can bring that the joy and that this is a satisfaction. And I just say, okay, to make myself have peace in dealing with this, I just move some things on. I would say this, move some things on. When your life is cluttered, you don't even know what to pray. You don't know what to clean. And you get used to living like that. When it comes time to pray, you don't know how to do that, right? Philippians 1:6 says, he that begun a good work in you is able to complete it till the day, right? Being confident in this one thing. He that begun a good work in you is able to complete it. Whatever God started in you, I don't care how old you are now. I don't even want to know how old you are now. Whatever, because I already got in trouble with the dad bod thing. I don't want to, I just, now you say I can't let it go. So I don't, I know that God still wants to finish that. I don't think God's going to do that with me anymore. I was a little kid when God called me. I was a little kid when God said he was going to use me to do this. I was a little kid when I had this joy to feed hungry people. I was so small. I didn't know what I was thinking. I didn't know what I was doing. No, God knew. Go back and eat that plate. See, because if it goes undone, you may become undone. So don't let that go undone. So until our circumstances look like God, keep eating. Keep eating. Keep praying. Keep believing. Stay in it. Keep fighting. Never become undone while waiting for God to complete. He's already completed it. They that wait. Paul reminds us, when church ends, LaVerse and to Emmett, y'all share your stories in church ends. Watch. Crazy. Because I believe that God begins to hold us together. But again, come with it. Don't give up. I mean, would you ever not trust your kid? Yes, you would not. There are times you wouldn't, but you wouldn't quit on them. Right? You know them. You know you. But you wouldn't quit on them. Don't quit on your faith. Keep believing God. Okay, let's get this. All right. Luke chapter 22, verse 31 through 32. And the Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan had desired to have you that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for thee that thy faith fail not, and when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren. So you getting better isn't just for you. You getting better is to help others get better. Now, sifting is this, is to isolate. And usually when we're going through something, we don't like to go to anyone. But the best way to get through it is to go to someone and walk in faith together. Preferably somebody you can trust, not just anybody. He said he desires to isolate you. If you become isolated, he's going to have you. He says, where two or more gather together in your name, there he is in the midst, is touching anything, right? But if you get isolated where you're like, I don't want to talk about it, I don't want to deal with it, especially us, here we go, since y'all already not really liking me anyway, and I'm standing here dressed like a cloud, that's okay. Listen to this. When y'all get mad at one another, what do you do? Don't talk to me. And the devil works it. Right? The gift of offense, the gift of being offended, the gift that it brings is that it can make the story up as it goes. When you're offended. See, they never love me. We got 30 years in here of never love. Well, we better change that. Right? And so what happens is if you stop talking and you isolate yourself, the cooking of anger and bitterness just grows. You got to come together, even when you don't want to. Right? How many shutdowners in the house? Shut down. Yeah. Look, my hand's up too. I don't even want you to think I'm breathing. I done died right up in here. I don't need no medicine. I'm the man of sin. I'm not right. It's tough when your wife is so loving. Oh, it's gonna. We got this. Anybody's joy ever make you mad? Yes. Jesus loves you. Want to meet him? So, but listen, when that is said, and I know y'all don't do it, it's just me. I'm the horrible, evil pastor, Emily. I'm the worst. Because y'all are so loving, and I'm so glad to be in y'all's presence. You're so little right now. You're really close to my height. Is it not? Yeah, I got problems. Okay, so he says, Simon, Simon, the devil desires to sift you as wheat, but I pray that your faith doesn't fail you. Whatever else fails you, no matter what it is, as long as it's not your faith, you got a shot. Just keep your faith. Boy, lost a car. Keep your faith. That kid has gone off. Keep your faith. Well, we just lost a house. Keep your faith. He says, because that is what's going to change you. That is what's going to change you. The minute you lose your faith, you can have all that stuff and lose everything else. What profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? So we need your soul, okay? And Milton, don't you play soul man back there either. DJ. Okay. Everybody bow your heads. Father, we just pray. I thank you that there are plates to be finished. You're saying the plate of, Lord, I did not make it clear how much I love my loved ones. I didn't finish it. I didn't make it clear that I really, truly love them. I keep leaving that thing out there, and I don't want them to guess whether or not I love them or whether or not I believe in them and whether or not I believe for them. I don't want them left guessing. Help me, give me the right words to say so I can go back and finish. They remember a former me. They remember some, but Lord, help me to go back and finish the plate with them on this forgiveness part. Help me go back to finish the plate on my destiny, my job. And help me, Lord God, to quit looking at what I don't have and what I showed up here without. But Lord God, help me to recognize what you did within. I bless the Lord, oh my soul, all that is within me. Lord God, I want to bless your holy name. And Father God, on my plate, there are things that I can finish. There are things about me that I can finish, Lord God. I don't want to leave anything on the plate. I don't want to leave insecurity on the plate so that my kids have to go through it. I don't want to leave these unfinished things. And Father God, procrastination, that I don't want to leave those things on the plate, Lord. I want to finish what you called me to. And Lord God, that there will be a pathway for generations to know, because the steps were taken ahead of me, I know I have a lane to walk in. And Father, we praise you for that. We thank you for that, that Lord God, that you're showing us that this plate is finishable. So I walk in to do so. We walk in to pray and believe, God, that you are doing that in us. And we believe it is going to be done in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 If you finish your plate, you don't have to eat off any.